If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sanders is convinced, Deion Sanders that is, that either Travis Hunter or Shedeur Sanders absolutely is going to end up in Cleveland playing for the Browns. There's been some conjecture. Could the Browns possibly get both Colorado Buffaloes, bring both of them to Cleveland? As teammates. I'm here to tell you that that would be unlikely. I would be surprised. Yes, anything is possible. I never like to speak in absolutes, but I would lean towards that, at least right now, when I look at this particular situation, that the Browns would not be able to get Shedeur Sanders. And we're going to talk about him and his prospects heading in to the NFL draft, because I don't know that he may fall as far down the order that many people think that he could potentially fall. I will remain consistent in things that I have said about Shedeur Sanders. I don't think he's worthy of the number two overall pick. I also don't think Cam Ward's worthy of being the number one overall pick. But as I always like to say, my opinion doesn't matter. What matters is that of NFL GMs and scouts and executives. And Cam Ward, it is looking like, will be the number one overall pick in the draft. The Tennessee Titans, it came out over the weekend, had canceled their private workout and visit with Shedeur Sanders, which leads you down basically two paths in the fork in the road. The left side is Cam Ward absolutely going to go number one, or number two on the right side of that fork in the road is that, well, the Titans have seen all they need to see. They have done all the scouting that they need to do. And so there's nothing else to see from Shedeur Sanders to make him the number one overall pick. But I'm of the belief that it is going to be Cam Ward taken number one overall in this draft, which means the following. The Cleveland Browns not only are on the clock, but they control this draft, starting with that number two pick. As we are recording this on a Monday evening here, we are 17 days away from the NFL draft. We have 17 more days of conversation of what the Browns may or may not do with the number two pick in the draft. Right now, I think they keep the pick, and I think the pick will be Travis Hunter. And if you look around the internet, you listen to a lot of national shows. I believe ESPN's Adam Schefter said something to the effect on Monday that he is of the impression that the Browns would be taking Travis Hunter. And I want to make sure that I get Schefter's words correctly, because I certainly don't want to misquote him, but I'll just tell you this. With the way that Andrew Berry works, he doesn't let the cat out of the bag, okay? He does not tip his hand. So when you hear reports that the Browns are leaning one way or the other, or people think that they're going to do something, it's most likely an educated guess. I don't believe that it's a situation where, you know, they're going to go ahead and actually do something, because that's just not how Andrew Berry works or operates. He keeps things close to the vest. He does not like tipping his hand. He loves, I think, right now that everybody's trying to figure out this quarterback thing. Where are they going to go? Are they going to pick one at two? Are they trading back into the first round? Are they going to pick one at 33? Are they going to wait till later in the draft? Are they going to draft multiple quarterbacks and try and get multiple swings at that position with the rookie players? Nobody knows except for Andrew Berry. And I think that that is something that Berry is absolutely eating up right now. But I caution you that when you hear the Browns are leaning a direction or this is what they're going to do, it is speculation. It is opinion, because Andrew Berry is not picking up the phone. He's not calling Adam Schefter. He's not calling Jordan Schultz. He's not calling Ian Rappaport or Diana Russini or anyone else to tell them, oh yeah, by the way, we're going to pick so-and-so with the second pick in the draft. At least he's not going to do that 17 days in advance of the draft. So this is where having some general knowledge of.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
About Andrew Berry's approach to his job and how he conducts business really comes into play. And again, Berry does not like to tip his hand and tell people specifically what he is thinking of doing or what he is actually going to do. So from here up until the draft, take all of those reports with a grain of salt. As I like to say, it is lying season, and read everything but believe nothing at this point, because not only Berry but other teams, they're looking to manipulate that board. They're looking to put some false information out there. And also sometimes too, they'll sprinkle in a little truth that goes with that. But like right now, while I believe the pick's going to be Travis Hunter, I have some reservations about Abdul Carter. I have some off the field concerns. I have some concerns about his health and his feet. Miles Garrett, who they're going to pay $40 million a year to keep him happy and pretend to believe in whatever it is that the Browns plan to do to get this thing on track. $40 million a year. But he, remember, is also dealing with a foot thing. He's playing through it. He doesn't feel like he's going to need surgery at this point, but at some point in his life, he may need surgery. So I don't know that the Browns need two defensive ends where they have to wake up every morning wondering, is today the day that they one of these guys is going to need surgery? And I understand, I believe it was the NFL owners meetings where Berry specifically mentioned that he was not concerned with Abdul Carter's medicals. And so I'll take him at face value there. But for me right now, I put that as a red flag. One of my criticisms of Berry as the football executive is he does not take enough time to heed red flags. He doesn't listen to red flags. And for me, that is a pretty big problem. So that's where we are with that particular situation. Let's talk about next who the Browns have worked out. Let's go through the pool of potential rookie quarterbacks that are going to be at their disposal and who I believe they are going to be picking from. Of course, we know the Browns went to Colorado. They basically sent everyone but the janitor and the receptionist out there to take in the Colorado Pro Day Spectacular Extravaganza, whatever it is that Deion Sanders called that thing. They were back on the road checking out Jalen Milroe, according to Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports. And according to Schultz, they came away impressed with the Alabama quarterback. No surprise that that workout took place. Of course, everyone wants to tie together Milroe with Browns offensive coordinator Tommy Rees. I certainly understand that, but the fact that the Browns went ahead and worked him out, not all that surprising. And you know, we'll see if ultimately he ends up being selected at some point. But for me, I kind of feel like that there's a pool of four quarterbacks that the Browns are working from right now. That would be two guys that I just mentioned that they went and saw workouts with, Shedeur Sanders and Jalen Milroe. The other two guys are Jackson Dart and then Tyler Shuck. He is the quarterback for Louisville that I think has spent the better part of the last decade in college. And as I like to say, from the Tommy Boy movies, remember David Spade? A lot of people go to college for 7 years. They're called lawyers and doctors. Apparently, quarterbacks do that now, too. So Tyler Shuck, his name has really started to kind of pop up as someone who might be intriguing for the Browns to take later in the draft. I don't see the Browns coming away with two of these guys. I kind of feel like if they end up with a second quarterback, you take like a Will Howard or someone like that later on in the draft, where you're just kind of like taking a flyer on a guy and hoping to get a little something to stick there. And just you give yourself another swing. But I think that Jackson Dart is intriguing. I could see a scenario where maybe the Browns trade back into the first round to take a quarterback to complement Travis Hunter with that second overall pick. I kind of don't feel like the Browns will draft at 33. I think they'll get a second first round pick. And this is a draft I kind of feel like they want to make a splash. The Browns really need to add a lot of significant young talent to this team. And one way to do that is to bring in some young talent. They're certainly going to have that opportunity. As we've talked ad nauseum about the number two overall pick, they have 33. They also have number 67. And 94 in the third round, and then 104 in round four. So you're talking, that's five picks, quick math there, five picks in the top 104 slots of this particular draft. And then they take a little break, and they're going to be very busy in round six right now, 179, 192, 200, and 216. Maybe 216 will be a lucky number for them. And then their final pick is number 255. By the way, 216 and 255 are both compensatory picks, which means they're at the very back end of those particular rounds in the draft. But they didn't get Mr. Irrelevant. There was actually a moment in time where we thought, well, maybe the Browns could end up with Mr. Irrelevant, but that is not going to happen.